Talk about intention.
Boy, intention is key, 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 key. Listen, when you intend to have a great day, you do. When you intend to have a crappy day, you do.
But how can somebody intend to have a crappy day? I mean, do you get up in the morning and go, gee, I'm really going to have a crappy day? Who does that?
Some do. Now, I say that, Amy, because some people, I just know that that coworker across the hallway is going to bug me. I just know it. I know that he or she is going to do something today to just anger me. I know it. Now, what we focus our energy, our thoughts on, our words on, our actions on, is what we pull to us. So the state of vibration I talk about, or this intention, okay, and I'm going to intermix words because it all means the same, is intention is, where are you putting your energy? Where are you putting your thoughts? If your intention is to have a great day, what you'll do is manifest that. Now, manifest is this process of creation. It's how the earth works. The earth manifests itself. You know, the wind blows seeds, blows a little bit of dirt onto a bare rock, and all of a sudden you see a tree, a flower, something growing out of what we would term nothing, or a bare rock, a barren zone. Things manifest. Things create symmetry or homeostasis. So do we. There is balance automatically within our human bodies as well as the earth, and we manifest and vibrate to Mother Earth as well as our whole solar system.
The earth is pure creation.
It is, and so are we. We are a living organism of the earth. I say we're the largest connected organism. We say the aspen trees here in Colorado are the largest organism. I would say it's the human spirit.
Why?
We simply think we're disconnected from people. The sense of separation that we often feel on the earth. You know, I write about it often. I felt very alone as a child, as I would separate myself from others because of the sense of emotion that was overwhelming. It's a false innuendo. It's impossible to separate. People are in our lives forever. Now, whether we like it or not, that occurs. It's what so many spiritual leaders and so many people talk about in their books. Once I made peace with it, it went away. When we let go of the energetic cycles with that coworker, meaning, you know what? I just make peace. I'm going to have a great day. I'm not going to hear your irritating voice across the hallway. You're not going to pick at me with what you do. More importantly, I'm using the affirmative, saying, I'm going to have a great day. Here are some things I'm going to accomplish. This is going to be successful. Speak in the affirmative, in the positive. What I say is this whole sense, people call it the universe, however you'd like to term it, is our laws of creation here, the positive. That's how it works. That's what every book will tell you out there, including any spiritual literature of the Quran, the Bible, you know, the book, The Secret, whatever you like to read, hear about, it all speaks of the same. Ask and ye shall receive. When you're ready, your master will come. Whatever your philosophy that you hear, it all creates the same way, in the affirmative. So when you have that affirmative conversation with yourself, you're manifesting, you're creating.
And that becomes sort of a positive belief that adds to the positive belief system.
Absolutely. And vibrate to it. See it, know it. When you're going to have a positive day, visualize what that'll look like. The more detail you can get into, the better. The more intercellularly you'll take it in.